You know, it was all based on misunderstandings, on a letter that she didn't understand from Social Security, something that we could have easily explained or warned her might have been coming. So that's the importance. I mean, and that's the kind of thing you hear when people don't get this up front. You hear these stories of folks that go to work, that do a good job, that have worked really hard to get there, and this is kind of the ultimate point in their recovery, is that they're working. You know, it's been a huge step for them, and that's crushed because they get a letter and they panic, or their family panics. And if there's no one, you know, if no prep work has done ahead of time to prepare them, then it's a shot out of the blue, that shoots them down and crushes them. And it's important. It's so important that folks get that information so they're prepared. You know, that's what benefits planning is about. It's about helping people avoid surprises. It's allowing them to focus on work and not on this other stuff that is important, but shouldn't interfere with them being able to work. You know, not with the rules the way they are now. There's so many things out there. You know, there's such a misconception that Social Security doesn't want folks to work. And it's one of those things that's a huge misconception. You know, the best thing for Social Security and the Social Security system is when people work. Because not only do some people get off of the benefits, but what happens when a person goes and they go to work? They start paying back into the system. It makes the system healthier. So it's in Social Security's best interest for folks to work. And that's why these rules are here. And that's why it's so important that people know about them.